Let's deal with this. There was a big meeting, a conference, a dinner Donald Trump held over the weekend. Potential running mates. I don't know if they were all in the same room all at once. Anthony Rousseau knows that. He's covering it for us. Hey, Anthony, how are you?
Doing fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm all right. So were they all in one room? Did he just line them up and go like, all right, let's go down the list here? I mean, what happened?
Yeah. It was like American Idol for presidents. That's what they did. They got up and then they had a bunch of people voting. They were all part of the same dinner. You could assume that they were all in the same room at the same time. It was an RNC fundraising event. I've heard numbers, figures of a couple million dollars that they raised. But ultimately, this is what I would call a showcase. It was a showcase of some of the top contenders for vice president, for them to do what they do, kiss the ring, if you want to say it that way. But it was a bunch of people getting up there and making essentially a presidential stump speech for themselves, with obviously the intention in mind being Donald Trump's running mate. And it's great for him. When he is literally having jet from trial from court every day of the week to go to this fundraiser for a brief moment to just get out and then have these candidates speak so well. I mean, the VP list is incredibly deep, and they're incredibly talented speakers. They're incredibly talented politicians, and they're doing a great job doing what Trump can't. And I think that's why Trump is going to keep this ball rolling as long as he possibly can, especially while he's having to be in court so much.
So we shouldn't look for a VP announcement anytime. So he's got to do it before convention, doesn't he?
Right, I would say right around then. It could be within the week. I mean, I think it depends on how long some of these court cases take. If he can't be on the road, why not wait until the very, very last minute when you've got all these people out there essentially being – I've been calling it all morning. I've been calling it network marketing. This is the network marketing of presidential runs. This is him allowing the other people to do the speaking for him while he is able to. And I'm not saying – it negatively, but reap the benefits of it. And it actually helps him, because then it makes him less apt to stick his foot in his mouth for the leftist media to spin his words. So I think it's going to be July before we know anything.
And who's, I don't know, give me your opinion. Who's front and center on this? Is it Kristi Noem? Probably not her.
Not anymore. Kristi Noem slipped back a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. Big. Yeah. The whole dog thing. She stuck her foot in it big time with the whole dog thing. That's done.
She's done a great job spinning it, but there's too much of America will not be able to get that thought out of their brain. I live on a ranch. I understand.
Me too. I saw Old Yeller, man. It was sad, but it happens.
It's a different, and she's explained it better. But obviously, they did her the Trump dirty, where they took just one segment without the full explanation. But I don't know if you can come back from that. So I think the leaders right now are Elise Stefanik. Doug Burgum has done a fantastic job kind of catapulting himself into the top three. And Marco Rubio is somebody I think could be that was probably a sleeper that's gone up and up the ranks. Great speaking ability. The ability to show that you can bury the hatchet with Donald Trump after what was pretty ugly in 2016 between him and Marco. Tim Scott's still in there as well. So I think those would be my top four. Tulsi's doing a great job solo. She's not really following this kind of press tour, which I think is a really strong move for her. The issue is also the issue on her side is going to be the fact that her family is not a fan of Trump, and that once the left gets a hold of that could be dangerous.
What about DeSantis? Come on, he's still in the game, wouldn't he be?
Well, they met, I think, about a week ago now. They quote-unquote buried the hatchet. They talked about it. DeSantis is going to campaign for Trump. I cannot see him possibly being the VP candidate. Have I been wrong before? Yes. But I don't see it. I don't think they fit as a battery, as a between one and two. I think that DeSantis is the I think the issue we're all looking at, and Trump's done a good job softening his stance, depending on how you want to look at it, softening his stance on the pro-choice, pro-life argument, making sure people understand it's a state issue and not being totalitarian on it. That's good for him, especially with the independent vote. Now, with DeSantis, he has been a hard, hard, hard line pro-lifer, and I think people are looking at, well, Trump's old. What happens if something happens to Trump? Is DeSantis going to come in and do that authoritarian role? Having trouble this morning. I need more coffee. I think that's going to be an issue for some of that middle ground voting base when it comes to that really, really hot topic. So I don't see DeSantis. I don't see DeSantis being the VP pick.
Yeah. I would think Tim Scott's got to be probably, I agree with you. He and Marco Rubio, I think. Tim Scott's got no baggage, it doesn't seem like, anyway.
True, I agree. And I mean, also talking about Ben Carson for a while as well, I think the lack of baggage there. So, but Ben Carson wasn't, I don't think he was, if he was at the event, he didn't speak at it. I think Ben Carson is a last-minute sleeper, whereas if the boxes aren't checked by the people that are the front runners, Ben Carson's the ultimate backup. Like, it's always, he's always there. He's always just kind of sitting in the wings. So that's a possibility.
And he's solid.
He's really
solid.
He
is so solid.
And
you ever see that movie on his life? Yeah, that movie about him? You ever see? Oh, come on.
Fantastic. Yeah. He's I've met him in person. He's just a genuine, kind soul, and I've everything I know about Trump is that he's a very kind man, but he's a big personality. Whereas Ben could be the yin and yang between the two. So I think he's a great backup. Tim Scott doesn't have the baggage. I think Tim Scott is the worst speaker, the worst debater out of this group. So if it did come to it again, a squirrel that only has hearing in one ear could actually be better than Kamala on a stage for a debate. But he's not. He's the only one that won't just absolutely bury her, I think. I think that's his weakness.
A squirrel with hearing in one ear. I'm going to use that. Wait, I'm writing that down. Anthony Russo, The Truth Will Set You Free podcast. Check him out. Oh, man, I love it when we get to talk.
Sounds good, brother. Take it easy.
See you later. 1320 WILS.